Welcome back to the show floor again at MongoDB.local London. It's great to have you. Shout out to our sponsor Cohere as well too. Thank you very much for your support for everything that we do today. Another guest, we're back to a MongoDB guest. We have Evan Rosley, who's a lead product manager. And Evan, how are you? Welcome to the live stream.
Good. How are you doing today? It's been great here at MongoDB Local. We're learning a lot of good information with all the talks and the sessions, so it's been great to see.
Good, good. What have you seen outside of, you know, the things in the keynote that were announced? Have you seen around the show floor anything that's exciting you?
Seen around the showroom floor a little bit. I've been trying to focus on a little bit of talks and then talking with the different interactions with customers, which has been really good. Just learning, being able to see them face to face. You know, sure. In this world, we don't get to see that much.
Yeah.
So it's been great to really have that human connection.
The serendipity of the conversations, they just don't happen online.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's the type of sidebar conversations, the hallway conversations. Those things are brilliant, Evan. Tell us a little bit about your role in MongoDB, the day job, as it were. What products are you looking after?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a lead product manager here at MongoDB. I look after a couple of different areas, but my main areas are all of the backups within MongoDB.
Okay.
So that's our on-premise and also our cloud offering of MongoDB Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
And then also what we call our ops manager and cloud manager products, which help our customers in the Enterprise Advanced world deploy Enterprise Advanced on their own premises. So it's
okay. That
automation management backup layer that comes with those on-premise.
And what have we announced that's new for Ops Manager here or recently?
Yes. So for Ops Manager, we actually announced today that we have Ops Manager 8.0 coming out. And the big thing of that is that helps you support, deploy, automate, do everything that you can normally with Ops Manager with MongoDB 8. So there's a lot of great aspects there, but really just ensuring that you get all of the latest, greatest features and functionalities with MongoDB 8. And you don't have to worry about deploying it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's all built right into the Ops Manager on this version.
Excellent. And Sahir in the keynote said it's the best MongoDB ever. So it's benefiting from all of those under the hood performances.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's benefiting from all of that as far as the database itself goes. And what we really wanted to make sure with this release is that it was on time with the MongoDB 8 release.
Okay.
That it helped customers that are ready to get that performance upgrade and all those different features. Quickly. So right now you can go onto our download site within MongoDB Download Center.
Mm-hmm.
You can download that right now and you can start deploying a brand new MongoDB 8.0 cluster, or you can start upgrading your existing one and Ops Manager will know how to do all the same things that those customers are used to, but doing that in MongoDB 8.0.
Okay. And keeping, you know, bringing these new features, you know, how much of a task is that for the team that you manage and look after? How long is this in development?
Yeah, so we really work all year on the development of Ops Manager. It's very, very consistent. We have probably about 8 different engineering teams that are tied into that. We actually brought a new one recently on to also add some more resources to the Ops Manager aspect of it. So we work all year to get this going. We obviously have a lot towards the end to make sure it's tested
sure.
and everything with the newest and latest release. So everything's been fully tested with MongoDB 8, and that's been a real focus in the last 2 months. But a lot of other development has happened in the beginning of the year. A lot of that is in some of our older Ops Managers, so our Ops Manager 7, and even some of our Ops Manager 6, so there's two others, versions that are still supported. So we try to do as much as possible to put some of those features in those older versions as well, so that they don't have to wait all the way till this time of year.
Okay.
But there's a lot of constant development going on there.
Okay. So in your introduction, you also spoke about backup. We were chatting before we came on air about, you know, historically backup is the thing that you think about once you have to have thought about it. So something went wrong.
Right.
But I know we've got a huge amount of tools in that space. And talk to me a little bit about the things that a developer needs to be considering with regard to their backups, and particularly with context of MongoDB Atlas.
Yeah, so that's a great talking point because, as you mentioned, people know they need backups. They know, they hope that they never actually have to use them.
Yeah.
But they know
that's why it doesn't get the attention it deserves, because they're going, I don't need this.
Right. So we have a lot of things within MongoDB Atlas that are provided for that. I like to try to call it a one-stop shop, so to speak, as far as the disaster recovery and backup recovery aspect. But I think the important thing for folks to know is that you should configure it to something that fits your actual requirements.
Right.
We do have things out of the box that are automatically turned on when you turn on a cluster in MongoDB. We have things like our point-in-time recovery, which we call continuous cloud backups that allow you to restore to a very specific point in time. You can go as granular as a specific timestamp of an operation.
Oh, okay.
And all that's great. That's on by default out of the box. You can turn that off if you need. But
that's really helping you if you've deployed something and all of a sudden it's not working in the manner to which, so you roll back.
Right, exactly. So you basically say, hey, we had a deployment at 12:03. I would like to go back to 12:02 and 59 seconds, right before that. So I'm not losing any information, but I can know, you know, where that is. So it's really making sure that you can pinpoint exactly what you're doing and where the most recent data is, but maybe not corrupted or when you accidentally deleted something.
And I know you probably, by way of example, you know, it was 59 seconds, but what's the granularity of that? Is it to that?
Yeah, it is actually to the timestamp that you can recover to.
Wow.
So we give you as granular as possible. Basically, you can go into your operations, figure out what timestamp that operation that you deployed something was at.
Yeah.
And then you can say, I want to do the timestamp right before that and go back and recover right there in MongoDB Atlas. And that's all either through the API or the UI. It's really well
built. A massive level of confidence in that respect alone. What are the other features of backup that developers should be concerned about and be thinking through?
Yeah, so the number one thing that I always tell people when I'm talking to them about what they should be looking at with backups is figure out the right type of schedule for them.
Right.
So what that means is in MongoDB Atlas, you can schedule, I want hourly snapshots, I want monthly snapshots, I want weekly snapshots, and it'll all trigger and happen for you. Now, what a lot of customers also want to consider is that cost efficiency with that. As you store more data, that's going to cost more money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all companies, especially right now, are looking to optimize those costs. So don't just take the default schedule that we give you. It's a great one. It will cover you in a lot of instances. But you should really be looking at what are the real business requirements for your company? How long do you have to store backups?
Sure.
You're looking at that point in time.
There might be a legal requirement for that, kind of a jurisdictional requirement.
Absolutely. A lot of countries have their own requirements. A lot of industries have their own requirements. There's things like AppJ for the financial services that... They have to usually store data for about 7 years.
Okay.
And it has to be what is called immutable, which means that basically, you know, no one can delete it or you can't change the actual backup information. So you need to understand what that is first.
Sure.
It doesn't make sense to just say, you can put 7 years for everything, right? Not because there's a cost aspect.
Of course there is. These things build up and add up, you know, certainly at scale, right?
And then there's other aspects that we, again, can customize more. Some companies need to be able to show that they are having their data in multiple regions.
Okay.
So, you know, if your main region goes down and that's where your backup lives, well, guess what? You can't recover because your backup is also in that region.
Yeah.
So within MongoDB Atlas, we have the ability to copy your backups across different cloud regions.
Right.
So if you're in, Europe 1 or Europe West, you can copy that to Europe East. And then if all of Europe West goes down to whatever cloud provider you're in, you still have your backup.
And does that also work multi-cloud across cloud providers as well, too?
It only stays in the main cloud provider that you're taking the backups on. But you can export those backups out as well or download those backups and you can store them anywhere that you want. So you can export to either AWS S3 or Azure Blob. We actually are working on GCP for that feature as well. That'll be coming probably later next year. But you can export that out and hold that data wherever you want. We also export it out in a JSON format.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usable outside of MongoDB if you ever need that region. And that's also some regulations too, is to have it outside of MongoDB if they needed.
Yes, transposable, basically.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is kind of regional policies and geographic. Is there other policies that are come into the realm of backups?
Yeah, so we had one that we released about a year and a half ago, actually, and it's called our backup compliance policy. And it's really focused around what I mentioned for that AppJ mutability. It's a lot of more other requirements and regulations there, too. But essentially what it allows you to do is it allows you to set a predefined period in your schedule where backups cannot be deleted by anyone in your organization.
Okay.
Doesn't matter the role, doesn't matter what access and privilege they have. They cannot delete that before whatever time period you set. So you don't have to worry about accidental delete or ransomware or anything going in and attacking that. You'll always have your backups.
Okay. You talk a little bit about ransomware there.
Yeah.
Tell us, the scenarios that you might encounter or hear from people and been able to recover from attacks such as that.
Yeah. Every attack is unique.
Right.
Right. So, and I always, people come to me because I'm on the recovery side and the backup side. But what I tell them first is look at the prevention side.
Okay.
You want to understand how to lock down that system well enough so that you never have to recover. The ideal situation is that we never have to recover any data and that nothing's ever get lost, right? We want that protection in the beginning. So always, always look at the prevention. We have a lot of white papers on our website of how to set up different features, things like queryable encryption. Hey, I can encrypt all the data, but I can still use it.
Yes.
So there's a lot of protection there. And then, you know, also make sure that you have recovery. You never know what's going to happen. People make mistakes, honest, you know, mistakes on our developer side. So we want to be able to recover any of those scenarios, whether it's ransomware or just an accidental mistake by a human.
Excellent. Well, listen, I know it's been a short 10 minutes, Evan, but this has been a really good overview as to the reason of backups and also the benefits of Ops Manager. So thank you for highlighting that for us and their view. Where do they go to find out a bit more? Is it in on our doc site, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. We have it on our doc site for the actual backup itself. It'll walk you through all of the features there. We also do have a white paper that talks about data resilience. So perfect. Search MongoDB data resilience. That'll lead you to a page where we have a white paper that's about 12 pages long. You can go through all the details.
Excellent. Evan, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great. We'll be back in a few short moments. We are leaving LinkedIn, unfortunately, so we're remaining on YouTube. So if you've been watching on LinkedIn, please jump across to MongoDB's YouTube channel. You can catch up with the rest of today's conversations until the end of the day at .local London right there. Thank you very much for everyone on LinkedIn.